Hello, I'm here with my dearest Mandy, who has she's a mommy, fellow mommy of a wonderful little boy named Carter. I love him. He's so sweet. Oh my goodness. So good to see you guys. And she has a story, well, not a story, but she has something that she's going to tell us about. Her son has
Nephrotic syndrome.
okay. And can you tell us kind of in the Webster Dictionary version of what that is.
Well, so my son, who is now, 4 years old, just turned four in September, was a healthy little boy. He is our one and only child, and last December in 2020, he was diagnosed with a rare, and I don't want to say disease, because I don't, it's a, more of a syndrome than a disease, and a
Okay.
syndrome has to have an underlying disease, and we are still learning because it hasn't been a full year since he's been diagnosed, but he was diagnosed with nephrotic syndrome after several visits to the pediatrician last December. And so,
I remember you weren't sure what was going on at first, and it was kind of like an investigative thing. Like, you were like, is it this? Is it this? I think you thought something was wrong with those kidneys or something at first,
no, it
or what
wasn't
was
even
it?
the kidneys that we
Sorry, I
were
don't remember.
concerned about. It
It was.
was, I mean, but the nephrotic syndrome is definitely targeted to the
Oh,
kidneys.
okay.
And so we brought him in. His face started swelling
Okay.
at daycare, especially like when he woke up at naps. And we had just switched schools, his daycare schools, and so they kept calling us, and his face was swelling up. And this was kind of a gradual thing, and we thought it was allergies at first.
Yeah.
And so we took him to the pediatrician, and his pediatrician first told us, during our, it took 3 visits over the course of a month and a half to finally get the diagnosis correct. And the first visit, they said it was Fitz disease,
Wow.
which, I think all parents kind of take their own, research into their own hands, and Google has like helped us in a lot of ways. It's a pain in some ways, but it has been tremendously helpful in a lot of ways, from a medical perspective.
Okay.
And so we were first told it was Fitz disease, and the doctor was like, super easy diagnosis, easiest thing I've done all day.
Oh,
And
wow.
I verbatim, she said that to us. And I walked out of the doctor's office thinking, I really don't think that's what it was.
Your mother's intuition.
Oh, well, and even like Google
Oh, and Google.
did nothing. He had no symptoms like matched Fitz disease. And so anyway, we went home. We're like, okay, whatever. And she said, it'll just go away on its own, whatever. And so 2 days later, we put him back in school. Same thing. It was starting to get worse. The swelling was. And they sent him back home again because he was like becoming more tired and a little cranky at school. So again, we took him back in. She's like, it's got to be an allergy to something. I'm gonna give him some steroids. And so we did that twice. Like took him back in, and then finally, it was my husband who, because we were like just researching, trying to like Google any type of symptoms that we had seen. Just like tired, cranky, swollen. And my husband was the one that found nephrotic syndrome.
Okay.
And so I researched it, looked it up, and I'm like, yeah, it unfortunately does
Oh,
sound a
wow.
lot like nephrotic syndrome. And so we called the pediatrician and said, hey, can you please test his urine?
Okay.
Because that's how, and I'll tell you what, nephrotic syndrome is more detail, but she basically said, it can't be nephrotic syndrome
Oh.
because there is,
So rare, maybe?
well, because she thought maybe it was strep throat or something to do with that. And she said there's blood in his urine.
Okay.
And so it can't be because that's not a symptom. And she said, secondly, like two things that like we were very angry about.
So was this the same pediatrician that said like the easy diagnose of the fifth?
It was the office, but different
Okay,
doctors.
different doctors within the office. Yeah, sometimes that is hard as a mom because you're like going and you're seeing different ones in the office and they're not as familiar with the child, like, and what's going on. At least I've experienced that. So She said no, or she. And then what did you go to another?
I pushed back and said, "Hey, can you just can just we rule it. Out nephrotic syndrome?"
You had to be real proactive. Really.
And she's like, "It's not going to be it, but I'll do that, and I can test his urine, and I'll do a strep test." And so we went in. She tested the urine. She found protein in the urine, and that's what key symptom.
Wow.
That is such an easy test for any pediatrician or doctor to do.
Oh my goodness.
Whether it's a child or an adult. And so she was like, well, I still don't know if that's it. But then she said, let me just send you to get blood work done. Okay. And because the protein is just a key giveaway in your urine.
So you really had to go to bat for like kind of. Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, the doctor were, like, I still remember her telling us those words. Like, it cannot be nephrotic syndrome.
And it was.
So, it all, so that day, we were sent to all children's to do blood work, and then we were rushed to the nephrologist immediately afterwards. Mm. And he was shortly in the hospital for a week-long stay. Because he was leaking. So basically, nephrotic syndrome is where your kidneys, you know, they filter out okay. all the bad stuff and put the you know the good vitamins back into your blood system.
Okay.
And instead of filtering out the protein, it spits your protein out, and you just through your urine. So your body is depleted. Is not getting that protein, and it's depleted of the protein, and then it slowly depletes, like the rest of your body starts to break down, slowly over time. You know, it starts depleting of other nutritions and nutrients, I mean. Okay. So.
What are you guys doing to, like, kind of combat that or to kind of help?
Right now, you know, nephrotic syndrome is what they call kind of like a, an orphan disease. It's like very rare.
Okay.
Which I think there's like over, I don't know if it's 200 or 2,000. I apologize because it's okay. a huge gap.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There are so many rare diseases that don't get the funding. And there's not, you know, if there's, I believe, like under 200,000 people that have it within a country, it's considered a rare disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's so rare that not too many people know about it.
Yeah.
And we had never heard about it.
I've never heard of it before.
Yeah. And yeah. So we, every doctor has the same typically the same course of action once you get diagnosed. They start you on a high dose of steroids because it makes your body, work harder. Even like a steroid is an immunosuppressant and it's kind of backwards sounding, but it makes your body work harder to fight to okay. like get the protein, like functioning and back into your blood system again. Wow. And so that's how they initially start the kids and adults, I believe, off. And then 10% of nephrotic syndrome patients will respond positively to steroids, and 90%. Are either dependent or resistant of steroids.
Oh, wow.
So it's, there's no, like, one solution fits all.
Gotcha. Sorry, we're sneaking away from the kids in a room at her cabin, which is beautiful. But, and I keep getting on the bed and it's squeaking. I think it's really good that you're informing us, because I'm sure there are other parents out there that are having to kind of navigate health issues with their kids that aren't as well known.
Well, and like, we're finding that out too. Yeah.
So I know that you found, like, I think you said something that you found some people in the area or like a organization that
was... There's the Neph Cure. And they have been just tremendous and helpful and,
good.
You know, I guess, you know, some recommendations because, you know, I guess everyone takes their health for granted.
Mm.
And you know, we all get sick, and my husband and I are both healthy, so it's not like genetic, and we just, I guess, our whole life taken our health for granted, and then our son gets sick, and it kind of opens up a whole new world to you, and you look at things slightly different. And I found that there's so many other kids going through, like, so many other issues, and the things that have helped me, and maybe could, you know, hopefully nobody else has to, like, go through this, but, you know, definitely be sensitive to other families that are. I found, like, Facebook forums. You know, okay. Facebook is, like, sometimes a necessity, an evil necessity in that regards. But I've bonded with people all over the world.
Oh, wow.
And their families who are going through the same thing. So it's really good to hear.
Okay. A good resource. Meet.
Yeah, it's a great resource. And we've learned so much. There are a lot of sad stories, too, of course. Mm-hmm. And then the NEF Cure is a national organization that has, we've learned so much about it, and we just participated recently in this Tampa Bay event that completely supports the nephrotic syndrome, the NEF Cure site. Okay. And it's the largest, you know, fortunately, it's very strange
that you ended up in an area.
Very random, like in our backyard, that the largest nephrotic syndrome fundraiser is in our backyard, and it's called, you know, Pig Jig. Which started 10 years ago in someone's backyard. They barbecued and raised money for their buddy who was diagnosed at the age of 25. So he can be diagnosed as an adult,
really?
Too.
Okay.
And it has just grown. So that event grew from their backyard to, like, they had Darius Rucker and had Brett Young.
Oh, my goodness.
And other, you know, musical artists that performed, and they had over 100 different barbecue competition guys and girls coming out and competing.
What a great cause to help people. Like, I mean, it's like something.
It's huge. Yeah. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And I think it raised like $4 million.
But we learned. That's great.
It's huge. Yes. And they raised funding.
Here he is. Here's our son.
Oh, okay. And there's my son.
He's going potty.
That's good for him. Who is in remission and doing really well right now, yes, by the way.
Okay. So you probably don't sweat the small stuff, like, as a parent anymore.
We definitely have a different perspective on how we, like, go about raising our child.
Yeah, so you have learned to just, like, let little things get... Did you? Okay. So you kind of learned to let things kind of... little things not get to you as much because you're just so thankful that, you know,
like, super thankful. He's in remission today.
Yeah, that's great.
Because he was fast-tracked and approved for this new drug study. So the funding, they've went from, I guess, 5 years ago not having any funding or any case studies and trials out. Now they have over 18 trials in play right now.
And that's really promising, and, like, it's good.
They had Merck, drug company, come down.
Let's pause it real quick.